From Vashon Mitchell. It's called Lift It Up. You're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM, powered by the Boyce Community Funeral Home. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour at 11 a.m., it's Metric McGillender here with Three of Us Ministries. You don't want to miss it. We've got birthdays and anniversaries, and that's all coming up in just a few moments. Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. It's always interesting to me how differently people react at my concerts. There are some places I go where people just sit there, like they're just waiting until I'm finished. There are other places where I can see people engaged, smiling and nodding at things I say. And then there are places where people are interacting, saying things back to me, laughing and even shouting amen at times. I don't believe I'm doing anything different in these differing contexts, but it's the way people are choosing to respond that is different. I believe that how you choose to respond to what God is doing in your life right now shapes the very person you are. It might not be the volume of your response, but more how you respond. I'm committed to being a person of gratitude, continually saying thank you to God for all he's done, all he's doing, and all he's going to do. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for us to say happy birthday to some wonderful people who are celebrating today as their birthday. Let's get to the list and say happy birthday. Jackie Smith Jr., Chandrika Stafford, Jonte Patterson, Carlos Wilson, Darius King, Jordan Bird, Willie Hughes, Jocelyn Giving It to God Williams, Jermina White. And everyone around the globe who celebrates today as their birthday, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And, of course, if you run across anybody in town or if we've missed anyone who's celebrating a birthday today, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. You know something? We had a Bible Jeopardy clue, and we want to talk about that right now. Here is the Bible Jeopardy clue from the Exodus and Wilderness Wandering category for 800 points. In the Bible, Egypt has been compared to what? Is it a swift dromedary? Is it a boiling kettle? Is it an iron furnace? Or is it a leopard without spots? The answer can be found in Deuteronomy 4 and 20. And if you responded, what is an iron furnace, then you would be correct. What is an iron furnace? Now, I'm wondering, who got it right? Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think anybody got it right today, but if you did and didn't call, good for you. Congratulations. Thank you all for listening to the Bible Jeopardy Clue. And if you were one of the ones that got it right, good for you. You know, I want to turn our attention to being able to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. There are people that are around us on a daily basis. And some people are in hurt and need, suffering from something. And what I'm saying is that we have to be sensitive enough to know how to meet people's needs. Some people just need a kind word today. Some people may need some type of uplifting. And so we have to be sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit to know what it is they need. Now, of course, we go through our everyday paces with the people we work with and the people that we're around every day. And we laugh, we take care of our business. And that's what we're supposed to do. But we have to be a little bit more sensitive to go a little bit deeper and recognize what a person needs from us today. Because what that person needs, we are the only people on the planet that's able to give it to that person at that particular time. That's the reason why you are on the planet Earth, and it's to serve mankind. Amen. All right. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been such a joy, a pleasure, and an honor to be with you today. We're planning to do this again bright and early tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you get ready to enjoy the rest of your broadcast day right here. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to. Broken bottle top and one man's soul.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1.